This is Linda Morgan from More FM and the River, and I'm speaking with Paul Hamilton. He's an associate professor of political science at Brock University. Thanks so much for taking my call today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Americans are heading to the polls today for midterm elections. Are you expecting any major changes to the House and the Senate?
Well, it looks right now that the House of Representatives will go to a Republican majority from a Democrat majority. So that's a big change. The Senate could well stay the same. Very close races, really hard to say, and the polling I don't think is completely reliable on that. So I would say the biggest change will be the composition of the House.
And what would you say is the top issue on the minds of voters as they head to the polls?
I think there's no doubt the number one issue is the economy, particularly inflation. There are other issues that reinforce that, I think, in favor of the Republican Party. So that would be immigration, crime, particularly, but definitely the economy.
In general, midterm elections elicit lower voter turnout than presidential elections. What do you think can be done to entice more voters to cast ballots?
Well, the problem in the U.S. is it can be difficult to register to vote in some states. There have been changes designed to make it easier to register, but ultimately you have to register. So that adds an extra step in the process. I think one thing they could do right away easily is what's called same-day registration. So about 20 states have this. Voting turnout in those states tends to be 3 to 5% higher than in states that don't have same-day voting.
And former President Donald Trump has hinted a big announcement for next week. If the Republicans do well, do you think that he might use this as a springboard to return to politics?
Absolutely, I do. 2 years is a long time. It'll be 2 years till the next election where he would be running. But, yeah, I can definitely see him trying to capitalize on the Republican win. And as you know, he's been doing rallies. I think he's going to claim that his interventions have helped the Republicans, have, helped solidify their House representation. So, yeah, no doubt in my mind. That he will take credit to a degree for this.
And just one more question here. What could the results of the midterm election mean for Canadians?
Well, it's going to end up being divided government. So you're going to have, obviously, Biden's a Democrat, Republican House. The Senate could be split as it is now. And so really what you're going to see is gridlock. You'll see very little activity, and the parties are not getting along. The chances of bipartisan legislation on any major issue is probably fairly small. So I don't think there'll be a great deal of impact on Canada, although the one area that could possibly be an issue would be the Republicans' commitment to domestic energy independence. And so I think you might see demands in Congress for the Keystone Pipeline maybe to get started again. But Biden has been opposed to it, so we'll have to see what happens with that.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Oh, not at all.
That was Paul Hamilton, an associate professor of political science at Brock University.